The Island of Dr. Moreau by H.G. Wells. This book is read by Jonathan Kent. This recording of the full-length reading of The Island of Dr. Moreau was produced in 1997 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording, nor any part thereof, may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Living in the late 19th century and facing the impact of Darwin's theory of evolution, Wells wrote this chilling masterpiece about the blurring characteristics of beasts as they turn into men. Dr. Moreau, a scientist expelled from his homeland for his cruel vivisection experiments, finds an isolated island that gives him the freedom to continue the torturous transplantations and create hideous creatures with manlike intelligence. But as the cruelly enforced order on Moreau's island dissolves, the true consequences of his meddling emerge. His new creations revert to beasts more shocking than any nature could devise. Today, when gene splicing and bioengineering are already accepted scientific procedures, Wells' dark visionary fable serves as a compelling reminder of the horrors reckless experiments with nature can produce. Introduction. On February the 1st, 1887, the Lady Vane was lost by collision with a derelict when about the latitude 1 degree south and longitude 107 degrees west. On January the 5th, 1888, that is 11 months and 4 days after, my uncle, Edward Prindick, a private gentleman who certainly went aboard the Lady Vane at Callao and who had been considered drowned, was picked up in latitude 5 degrees, 3 minutes south, and longitude 101 degrees west, in a small open boat of which the name was illegible, but which is supposed to have belonged to the missing schooner Ipecacuanha. He gave such a strange account of himself that he was supposed demented. Subsequently, he alleged that his mind was a blank from the moment of his escape from the Lady Vane. His case was discussed among psychologists at the time as a curious instance of the lapse of memory consequent upon physical and mental stress. The following narrative was found among his papers by the undersigned, his nephew and heir, but unaccompanied by any definite request for publication. The only island known to exist in the region in which my uncle was picked up is Noble's Isle. It was visited in 1891 by H.M.S. Scorpion. A party of sailors then landed, but found nothing living thereon except certain curious white moths, some hogs and rabbits, and some rather peculiar rats. No specimen was secured of these. So that this narrative is without confirmation in its most essential particular. With that understood, there seems no harm in putting this strange story before the public, in accordance, as I believe, with my uncle's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?